showing velocity at 5,115 feet per second.
Hello, 10, Houston, we're coming up 9 minutes to LOS. We'll be standing by for your report on the high-gain antenna LOS and AOS pitch in y'all positions at AOS of 783121. Over.
Roger. Boy, that, this plan is really something, Charlie.
Right, 10. Elaborate, John. We've heard that twice now.
That's about all I know how to put it. It's very, it's got a lot more character than it looks like from sitting down there on the ground. When you get up close to it, it stands out. It's got its own features that are certainly clearly recognizable and much different than you see around the earth, that's for sure.
Right, John. Wish we were there to look at it with
Charlie,
you.
Charlie, there's...
Go ahead.
Charlie, there's three lighting conditions, very evident. One is sunlight, earthshine, and now we're in pitch darkness, although you can still see the lunar horizon against the black sky. It's a black moon that you can't really see anything on, but there is a definite distinguishable horizon against the black sky where the stars are coming up. And both terminators are very interesting. Terminator produced by sunlight and terminator produced by earthshine are very similar. The earthshine terminator being of a lower light level is a very ghost-like shadowy appearance, where the sunlight terminator is a very definite definite sharp image, a sharp shadow image.
Roger, 10. On this your comment about you can, in darkness, you can see the moon horizon, is that just a star culting, or can you actually see features on the horizon? Over.
Charlie, if I had a pencil, I could draw you right across my window. I could draw you the horizon. There seems to be a, ever since we went into total darkness on the surface out of earthshine, there seems to be a continued glow from behind the horizon, which lights it up continually, and you can't distinguish sharp features, but the general terrain, you can see.
Roger.
Is that like air glow, the air glow layer?
Say again, Dordo.
Is that a glow similar to the air glow layer here on Earth, in Earth orbit?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, I've been, Gordo, I've been flying a spacecraft. I just turned around and looked out, and it starts, as you can see, it's a bright horizon, but it looks like it might be the Milky Way, but the sky is definitely lighter, and it goes down and clips off, and you can make some of the rough terrain features out about it. It might be that we could be right close to the Milky Way out there, but it looks like about the same intensity of the Milky Way as you see it at night around the Earth. It does get lighter over in one section, and we'll give you a comment on that later.
Okay, very good.
But, Gordo, there's no air glow at all. It's just a sharp definition between the moon's surface and this parabolic glow that's out there.
It's a good sharp horizon then, huh?
Gordo knows ain't no.
Yeah, I think you could make a catch shot off a horizon like that.
You can tell it has to be well lighted.
You might make a catch shot, but I'm not.
I didn't even think you knew what that meant.
Oh, I know all the words.
A night lamb launch might be just like a cat shot.
Houston, coming up on 3 minutes, you can terminate your water dump, and you're looking good as you go over the hill.
Roger, Houston.
Their first revolution around the moon. Shortly after acquisition of signal on this first rev, you heard Tom Stafford calling out some names of features that heretofore have not been attached to the moon. These are unofficial identifications of features that the crew has come up with. Names such as US-1, the Oklahoma Hills, Diamondback Rill, Sidewinder Rail, and they have a number of others. All of these features are primarily along and either side of the ground track in the area leading down to landing site 2, in the approach path of landing site 2. We will acquire Apollo 10 on the second revolution at an elapsed time of 78 hours, 31 minutes, 19 seconds, some 41 minutes from now. This is Mission Control Houston at 77 hours, 50 minutes. Burn. This is the maneuver designed to circularize the orbit to as near to 60 nautical miles as possible. This maneuver will take place behind the moon, as did the lunar orbit insertion number 1 burn. It will come at approximately 80 hours 22 minutes. We'll get the precise time when they pass up the update. Will be a much shorter duration burn, but again with the service propulsion system. We're less than a minute now from acquisition time. We'll stand by live for first transmission from Apollo 10.
Hello, Apollo 10 to Houston, standing by.
10, looks like the react mode worked pretty well there. Everything we fired and range of line clear.
Roger, 10. We had you go through that again about the react, over.
I went to those pitch and joint angles and the react, narrow deadband in this attitude, picks you up loud and strong here.
Roger, where did the antenna go to in pitch and yaw at LOS, over?
We're waiting for high bit rate telemetry here so that we can command state vector and some target pads.
Houston, we're having trouble getting our high bit rate command in. We'd like you to select high bit rate, over. Houston, over.
Go ahead, I gave it to you, Charlie.
Okay, we got it. We got a load for you, and if you'll give us the computer and accept, we'll send you up a maneuver pad, a correction, a target load, and a state vector, over.
Okay,
Okay, you're in Pooh and accept.
Roger, and we have a LOI-2 pad, a TEI-5 pad, and a map update for you if you're ready to copy.
Stand by one sec, Jar.
Roger, it's Rev 3, and we got the LOS time of 7956228006 41 AOS 804045. Got a sunrise of 800013. And a sunset of 811430. Over.
Okay, map update, Rev 3, 7956228006418040045. 804045. Sunrise is at 800013 and sets at 811430.
That's affirmed. Ten, we're having
trouble. Charlie, ready for the.
Ten, Houston, we'd like you to go up telemetry, command reset to command reset, and back to normal. We're having trouble getting our commands in. Over. Roger, and if you're ready to copy, I have the LOI 2 pad. Over.
Just one sec, Charlie.
Apollo 10, Houston, now we'd like the up telemetry command reset to off and then back to normal. Over.
Okay, off and then normal, and I'm ready to copy.
Roger, 10, here comes the LOI-2 pad. SPS, GNN, 38650, plus 183, minus 074-080-25-0738. 981 is minus 01390, plus all balls, minus all balls, 000-209er. 000. And now 44 is 00601 plus 00601. 0139er 0014 01325. Sextant star 16220532. Rest of the pad is NA.
Your set stars are Vega and Denham. 241-240-013. Two jet at 17 seconds on the Ellie. Over.
Roger, LOI-2SPS-GNN, 38650, plus 183, minus 074, 080-250738, minus 013900, plus all balls, minus all balls. Roll is 000, pitch is 209, yaw is 000. 00601 plus 00601. 01390, 014-1325. Sexton Star is 16-2205-232. Vagan Denip 241-240013. Two Jet Ullage, 17 seconds.
Roger, Delta VC was 01325. Over.
Roger, may I write it back around? That's what I got written down. 01325.
Roger, 10, and stand by for the TEI pad. Over.
Okay.
Hello, 10, Houston, we have your primary evap dried out. We'd like you to close the back pressure valve. Over.
Okay, closing it.
Houston, appears we're having a little problem with our ground uplinking capability. We'll keep you posted. I have a TEI-5 pad if you're ready to copy. Over.
Okay, Charlie, wait a minute. My finger's still on a button here. I'll be right with you.
Houston, stand by for about a minute. We're going to bring down our uplink, and you won't hear us for about a minute. We're going to try to reconfigure ground site. We've got problems with our uplink. Over.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. The time for the lunar orbit insertion number 2 burn, 80 hours, 25 minutes, 7 seconds. Delta V of 139 feet per second. Duration of the burn will be 14 seconds. For the first time, we'll be using ullage prior to this burn, using two of the RCS thrusters, burning those for 17 seconds prior to the service propulsion system ignition to settle the propellants in the tank. This is necessary after that long LOI number one burn. We have a large ullage volume in the tank, not near as many propellants, as much propellants as before, and we'll use ullage to settle those propellants before igniting the SPS. And if this burn goes as planned, we will have circular...
And Houston, with the TEI-5 pad, if you're ready to copy, over.
Okay, Charlie, go ahead.
Roger, TEI-5, SPS, GNN, minus 061, plus 0, correction, the noun 47 is NA, starting off with noun 48, minus 061, plus 047, 086, 19er, 1000, plus 36430, minus 01493, plus 00546. Pitch angle is 025. Rest of the pad is NA.
Okay, TEI-5 SPS GNN, starting with noun 48 is minus 061 plus 047 086 19 1000 plus 36430 minus 01493 plus 00546 and pitch angle is 025.
That's affirmative, and we've had a problem with our uplink at Goldstone. They're configuring now, and we'll be with you in a load momentarily. Over.
Okay, fine.
If this next burn goes as planned, we will have circularized the orbit at 60.1 nautical miles.
While we got a moment here, before we get our load into you, we got a couple of comments. For LOI 2, we recommend you just place the oxidizer flow increase valve to normal and go primary. Over.